The stock, this is trading on Betty Bivens. That is B as in boy, B-I-V-E-N-S. Bivens Betty, B-E-T-T-Y. Date of consultation is 7/11/22. And the date of birth is 6/14/1950. Please make a copy for Nicole Carmen. Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. Carmen is C-A-R-M-A-N. P-A. From Complete Health, Ormond. Next paragraph. Dear Nicole, thank you for sending Betty Bivens for pulmonary evaluation. Next. Next paragraph. History present tell us. This is a 72-year-old female who has symptoms of cough, wheezing, and tightness in her chest. Has previously been treated for bronchitis and also has been on albuterol nebulizer solution on a PRN basis. The patient does have a history of diabetes mellitus and hypertension and hyperlipidemia. And she is somewhat overweight. She denied any chest pains, fevers, chills, or myoptosis. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for hypertension and diabetes mellitus type 2, history of upper endoscopy for peptic ulcer disease, and denies any significant surgical procedures. Next, can you also mention the patient has chronic kidney disease and degenerative disc disease and a history of arthritis. Next paragraph. Allergies. No significant drug allergies, just dust and pollen allergies. Next paragraph. Habits the patient was exposed to secondhand smoke for 10 years, and she does not smoke. She does not drink alcohol. Next, family history: father died of cancer of the stomach, and mother had chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph. Habits the patient. I'm sorry. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has wheezing, cough, and short breath. Has heartburn and denies any chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no depression or anxiety. And she does have joint pains, muscle aches, just headaches and no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Epsilon Pearls 100 milligrams BID, and Albuterol and Inhaler 2 puffs PRN, Nortriptyline 10 milligrams HS, Omeprazole 40 milligrams HS, and Cingulair 10 milligrams a day. HCTZ 12.5 milligrams daily, and atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, there is no pyloricus, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 76, respiration 16. Temperature 972, weight is 166, saturation is 100. HGND non-salic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supplement, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with scattered visas in the upper chest. Heart, the heart seems irregular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no masses. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. And the extremities. No edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic bronchitis with the active airways. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. And number 4 is acute bronchitis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and get a CT chest without contrast. She was placed on Augmentin 500 milligrams TID for 7 days. Prednisone 20 milligrams daily times 1 week and 10 milligrams daily for a week. So we'll continue with the Ventil and HFA, 2 puffs QID PRN. And copy of her recent blood work will be requested. IgE level and CBC and eosinophil count were ordered. And a follow-up visit in 6 weeks. I'm sorry, 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Nicole Carman, C-A-R-M-A-N, Nicole, P-A, Dr. D'Souza. Thank you for this consultation.